Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I'm so excited because we've got the Stories of Hope series again today, and I'm going to introduce you to my first guest, and that is Olivia. She is an award-winning and best-selling author, thought leader, and transformational coach. After retiring from a 30-year career as a data scientist, she realized that she had a lot of wisdom to share and felt inspired to be of service. To that end, she is the founder and CEO of the Your Wisdom Institute. Welcome to the show today, Olivia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it's great to have you here. My goodness, so you're doing incredible things in the world with Your Wisdom Institute. Tell us what that's about.
Well, so let me just start with a question for you and the listeners. You know how there's always people, well, you can probably think of people in your life that are just always giving you unsolicited advice, right? And that used to be me. And so, as a child, I was a very creative kind of, I couldn't read because my mind was so active. I couldn't retain anything, you know, but I had a great creative streak and a pretty good life until age 5. And then my father died in a plane crash and my mother had to go to work full time. And I basically lost both parents, and I had siblings, you know, but there was we really had to kind of figure things out on our own. And then as I was getting into my teenage years, I was in a really tragic car accident, almost died. And then a year later, my mother died. And I really shut down my heart. And when I was going through school, because I had a hard time reading, I studied math. Math came easily. And so I ended up going to school to study math and was starting to do a lot of healing work. I married another kind of wounded soul. We did a lot of spiritual seeking together and had kids. And around age 40, I was interested in doing more with my life, but I was still pretty lost. I wanted to study spiritual psychology. And my friend who was helping women re-enter the workforce after having kids, she said, oh, you know, you should go with your math skills because you'll have a better time getting a job or better luck. And my husband was starting to have health problems. And I thought, oh yeah, you know, that's the practical route, right? We got to be responsible. So I ended up getting a master's in statistics. And it was really difficult going back to school at 39, but I got through. And then I thought, and I always liked kind of working. I had a little bit of work after college in a office, and that was fun for me. So I thought, all right, I'm going to go back into the business world. And I landed in this credit card bank. I was from the East Coast, but we'd made our way out west in San Francisco. And I thought I'd landed on a foreign planet. It was so fear-based. And I had to shut down that whole spiritual side of myself. And one of the things I would do to relax was I would go into my heart space and send energy to anybody I was talking to just calm myself. And I figured out later that I was actually having an effect on them, right? But this was where I was paid a lot of money to solve problems. And so I thought everybody in my life wanted their problems solved, right? And I became that obnoxious person that just gave advice all the time. And so as I was doing this, I wrote a book early, I guess it was about 2001, it came out, around data science. And that landed me on the global stage, and I was speaking, and I really always had this sense like, this isn't why I'm here. But I actually asked in a meditation, why am I in the corporate world? And the message I got was, this is where you need to be to learn the skills to do your real work. But I had no idea what that was.
That's powerful. That's such a powerful piece right there.
Yeah. Because I was starting to tap into my intuition, even though I was kind of confused. And so I thought, all right, well, I said, okay, I guess I'll figure it out, or it'll eventually be shown, you know? So as I was doing talks on data science, I started pitching the importance of good communication skills and collaboration and more heart-centered talks at data conferences. And they would take them. Like, I would put in four proposals and they would take all four of them because nobody else was talking about this stuff. And I knew it was important. And I would get great comments, and they'd ask me sometimes to do workshops. And I actually was going to go for a PhD thinking I could do this kind of work. But it was just exhausting. By this time, my husband had passed away. I was taking care of three kids, trying to build my own business. And so I just kind of took a really great contract with Cisco, and I could work from home. I did that for the last 13 years. I left about a year and a half ago because I wanted to do more writing. So, you know, the irony is I couldn't read as a kid. And now I realized I'm a writer first and foremost. And actually back in this, it was probably the early 80s. I was in a workshop, like a past life regression kind of thing. This guy would do every week. I would just go, it was free. And he led us through a little guided meditation. And I got to the end of it. I was supposed to ask a wizard, you know, what am I supposed to do with my life? And I asked, and he said one word, write. And I thought, I can barely read. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. You know? So anyway, fast forward, wow. I wrote a book on the human skills, but still trying to integrate all these parts of me. And then when I retired, as I was getting to the later years within Cisco, I started getting more guidance. Like, I'm supposed to write about love and business. And I went, really? Like, that just seems like it's not going to be acceptable. But I followed it. It took me 7 years time beating up outlines and, you know, getting the courage. I mean, it really, like, we have, you know, imposter syndrome, and I'm going to lose my credibility and all that stuff. But I finally wrote Love at Work, and I'm so proud it got a Nautilus Silver Award. And it felt really good because it is kind of my journey. And the fun thing is that method that I told you about sharing from the heart space, I actually got an idea for a method, which I call the Dove Method, which I'd love your listeners to try because it's
yes.
powerful, which is where you can. So I say you drop into your heart, you open your heart, you visualize pink light I've used, but white light, pink light, whatever. And you exchange that energy with someone else. And you can do it miles away. I've used it on judges when I, you know, had a ticket or an IRS audit. I used it on the person. I've had friends test it out. And so we understand it now, I think, from the quantum perspective that we're actually all energy and we're opening each other's hearts. But back to the part in the beginning where I was giving advice, I realized after a while that most people don't want it. And if they do, you know, to ask permission. But a great story was where my sister-in-law called me one day, and I was always telling her how to fix her life. And she said, because she says, Olivia, I want to talk to you and I don't want you to fix it. Oh, and yeah. In my mind, I'm going like, really? Like, don't want my... And so I said, she says, I want you to just listen. And this is another thing I say, if we can listen to people, they have so much wisdom, right? And so anyways, I started listening and I realized that she was processing her problems. And pretty soon she came up with a solution that was better than I would have come up with. And it was this light bulb went off. And so I really dug into how do we be better listeners, and everybody I feel has wisdom to share. I think we come here for a purpose. And if we can find that by tapping it, you know, getting out of the left brain into the right creative brain, into our heart brain, our gut brain, you know, and really feel what we're here to do, we can make heaven on earth, as your intro says. Like, that's what I'm visualizing. And I've been doing a lot of global research, and I know the next few months are going to be challenging, and we are going to have the most amazing planet when it's all over. So I'm so excited to be here. I loved your intro and just like hearing all that amazing stuff that you're about, because it feels so aligned. So,
oh, I love what you shared. I so love what you shared. Yes to what you said. I want you to come to one of our other podcasts that I'm doing with one of my cohorts, Susan Axelrod, and her and I have a podcast that's called Women Who Radiate Wealth. And one of the topics that's going to be upcoming is love in business.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to.
So we'd love to have you come back for that. And I love the what you asked the audience to do is to drop into their heart and to visualize that pink light and visualize sending some of that energy to whoever they want to send it to. But it was really important what you said, dropping into the heart, you know, getting out of the head and moving into the heart. So I love that so much. I'm going to ask you a question, and the question that I would love for you to walk away with today and think about, and I'm asking the audience this too, what does living heaven on earth mean to you? And how is that played out in your life? And how do you visualize, how do you see that in your life? And what does that mean? I also very much enjoyed hearing when you said that you had your light bulb moment when your sister-in-law, you know, called you up and asked you, I call it holding space.
Yeah.
Right? Holding space for the feminine. She doesn't need fixing. She just wants to be heard. And that was the main thing. So that she showed you what she needed. She told you, you know, this is what I need. Can you hold this space for me? And she taught you how to do that for her. And at the same time, you got this huge gift, which is incredible. I went to your YouTube channel and I saw what you're up to over there with your wonderful interviews that you're doing. So Olivia Parr Rudd, welcome. I'm so glad that you came to the show today, and I look forward to having you back.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Where they can find out more about your website or your YouTube channel, or where they can find out more about you.
Sure. Thank you. So my website is oliviaprparrudd.com. And if you would like, I have what I save for special audiences is a Wisdom Bearer's Blueprint. So I actually turned 70 this year, and I just feel like I'm getting started. I really feel like I'm 25 and I just got out of college and I know what I want to do when I grow up. And so I invite others who perhaps have wisdom to share and they don't even know how to get started. Go to giftfromolivia.com and you should get to the landing page. If it doesn't work, I've had a little off and on this morning, then just email me at olivia@oliviapr.com. But I think it's working. So you can download that Wisdom Bearer's Blueprint and, get started, everyone, sharing your wisdom. It's never too late.
Yes, you look beautiful. And, you know, 70 is the new 50. It's just how it is. And we're all just getting started, and we're getting younger as we get older. Thank you so much for coming on. And we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch, Olivia Parr Rudd.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
transformationtalkradio.com. Let the journey begin.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I can't wait to introduce you to my next guest is Francesca Epale, and she is the author of her upcoming book, How I Conquered Breast Cancer Without Chemotherapy, My Journey from a Mess to a Message. I love that so much. We're going to give you the link on how you can pre-order here in a little bit. But let me tell you first, she's a Cameroonian by birth, a Jamaican by heritage, and a Canadian citizen by choice. She has lived on four continents and speaks English and French fluently. She's currently an accredited community French interpreter in Ontario, Canada, a published author of three books, and a breast cancer survivor. She is currently about to release her fourth book entitled How I Conquered Breast Cancer Without Chemotherapy, My Journey from a Mess to a Message. She has a bachelor's degree of arts in French and a master's of arts in teaching French as a foreign language. Welcome to the show today, Francesca.
Thank you for having me, Cornelia.
So great to have you. You are so accomplished. And I love what you talked about with your title of your upcoming book. Do you want to dive right into that?
Certainly. But before I begin, my book has a medical disclaimer.
Okay.
So should I read it out or I don't need to?
Which you do don't you need prefer? To. You don't okay. need to.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know.
But this is your own journey.
Okay. Right? So this is, yes. Yeah. The reason I wrote this book is because I have five family members who have passed away from cancer.
Okay.
So my case is genetic. So I decided to reverse the generational curse and do something different. Because one of my mentors said, if you keep doing what you have always done, you will keep getting what you have always got. So I needed to change something.
Yeah.
And I decided to share it with the world. I was kind of hesitant in writing about it. I needed to seek legal advice. And they said, share it. Because if you don't share it, you're being selfish. So you should share it.
Yes. And so basically what I see that you did, I have a similar story, but this is about you today. What you're doing is you are rewriting the ancestral lineage by choosing that you're not going to die of breast cancer, because you're overriding that with your wisdom, with your through your experience and through your writing and your healing and so forth. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So I totally understand what you were doing with this book, that you are, you know, overriding that, and you're letting your body know that, yeah, you're not going to, this is not where you're going to go, because you're going to bring the healing where the healing that where the neglect had happened. And so you're not going to follow in that footstep by choice.
That's correct.
Yes. So tell us more about the book or what you're up to right now. I know that you are going through a coaching certification program, and yes, you're going to be coaching women and you know, men probably too, because whenever we say we're coaching women, the men also want coaching as well. So I think that's wonderful. So what would you like to share with us around all of that?
I want to share that breast cancer is not a death sentence. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm going to urge every woman of childbearing age to do self-breast examination. Don't rely on the mammograms. I caught my own lump in my breast. The mammogram failed to detect it because they are not 100% accurate. And if you are shy about touching your own breast, ask your partner. And if you don't have a partner, pay a massage therapist. But do massage your breast every day. And there is a right way and wrong way of doing it. You got to massage it 50 times, clockwise and anti-clockwise.
Good. Yeah, counter. This is such an important piece. And we need to teach our young women, right, on how to do these breast self-examinations. And that's a really, really important message. Actually, when I was looking for you on Facebook, I introduced you to one of our other hosts that's listed here on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group at Transformation Talk Radio. She's coming on after this podcast here, and she is also a breast cancer survivor. And I think you would be a great guest for her show as well. So okay. I made the introduction for you on Facebook, but I certainly want you to come back and talk to us more about when you're coaching and when you're healing and what it is that you want to share with the world. Right now, you've got that upcoming book coming out, right?
Yes, it's going to be released soon. Actually, it's in the formatting stage right now.
Oh, it's in the formatting stage. But you do have a link where people can go pre-order. Do you know the link by, do you have the link?
Yes, it's breastcancerconquerednow.com.
Okay. And so that's where people can pre-order the book, right?
That's correct. And then if they pre-order, I'm going to autograph it and I'm going to ship it to them.
Great. Great. I think this is wonderful work what you're doing with this book and the message that you're sharing with women to take the reins on their own healing, that to not rely on the machines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you have a website also, or do you have another way that people can get in contact with you?
They can go to my social media. I am in the midst of doing a new website, but I am on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, so they can connect with me there.
Good. Can we, and say your name, what say it on how they can connect with you on Facebook, how they can connect with you on LinkedIn, because people are listening. Some people are driving, they're listening, they're not watching the video. So could you say where they can connect with you?
Okay. They can type in my name, Francisca, and I'll spell it. It is spelled like San Francisco, but instead of the O, it's an A without the San. So I'll spell it Francisca, F as in Foxtrot, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, I as in India, S as in Sarah, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple. And my last name is Epale, E as in Echo, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, E as in Echo. So if you type my name, I'm on Google, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook. So connect with me there.
Good. That's wonderful. So we just have a few minutes left. What do you want to leave the audience with today's message?
What I want to leave the audience with is that breast cancer is not a death sentence. And if you detect it early, it is curable, because I had stage 2 breast cancer. At first, when I was in the US, I felt a lump, but they told me that I had dense breasts. But when I came to Canada years later, I felt a lump. I said, okay, it's dense breast. Then it began to get bigger, and I would say, oh no, it's just dense breast. It got bigger. I said, no, this must be more than dense breasts. So I massage my breast in the shower. Do not hesitate to do it, because I was the one who caught it. The mammogram did not catch it. So I'm urging, I'm pleading, I'm begging, I'm supplicating women of childbearing ages, please examine your breasts. Don't be shy. It's your body. I've talked to certain women. They say, oh, no, I'm scared. What are you scared of? It's your body. The thing that they should be scared of, they're not scared of. What they should not be scared of, and that's what they're scared of. I was very shocked when they said that they're scared.
Yes. I mean, and that right there is a lesson in itself for them to get intimate with their body, because, right, that's an invitation to take a look and see if you are not comfortable in, you know, massaging your breasts and checking to see if you have a lump.
Yes.
Then on regular prevention, then there's obviously a lot of body shame and disconnection happening, which that's another indicator for the woman feeling not comfortable about receiving pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I love that you said that. And so, you know, we're going to give all the ladies that are listening to this today the call to action to, you know, check their breasts and take a look and massage your breasts, or like you said, have your partner do it so that you guys can, that you can do this on a regular basis and be curious what your body's trying to communicate to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Thank you.
Yes. Francesca, it was wonderful to meet you. I look forward to having you on again. I'm going to be connecting with you also on social media, and then would love to have another private conversation with you offline about some other opportunities.
No problem. And thank you very much for the invitation. And I want to thank your virtual assistant, Ashley, for reaching out to me.
Yes, Ashley is amazing. We love Ashley. So thank you so much.
Thank
you for coming here today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned for the Jenny Cohen Show. Dance to Heal is next. Thank you, Francesca. We'll see you next time, everyone. Take care.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.